This is a recording of the February 6, 2019 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene immediately following the Operations Committee meeting at the Chugach Boardroom.
Already starting from behind.
Meeting to order. At 5:32, would you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, all right. Awesome.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Okay. Moving on to roll call. Present in the room, we have Director Hollis, Director Crawford, Director Reeves, Director Parks, myself, and online we have Director Reeves and Director Henderson. So we are all accounted for. And with that, I will turn it over for our 6 minutes.
All right, you can see the topic is office ergonomics. This might be something we can even put to use during this meeting. Those of you who are looking at the infographic up there may have already picked which one of those looks most like you. For me, I'm probably the second guy. I tend to slouch in my chair, but you can see the different body positions up there, some better than others. So office ergonomics is a fancy term. It's about arranging and designing for efficiency is really all that is. How we arrange things, how we design things to achieve maximum efficiency. So I'm not going to go through all these tips. I'll pick my top three favorite ones, starting at the top. From a office ergonomic standpoint, so that we can get through the day in the best health possible. Regularly vary your body position. Don't maintain the same posture for an extended period of time. Some companies actually have software programs that they buy that gives them a reminder every half hour, every hour to get up, walk around, stretch, twist, bend, flex their wrists, things like that. Even at Chugach, I see people that will purposely every hour or so take a lap around the stairs just to force themselves to get out of a static position. Those are all good things. My second favorite tip is the second one, maintain a good head and neck posture. I have an attorney friend of mine, and he said that he was having extensive neck problems. First question I asked him, I says, hey, Tom, how much do you read in a given day? He goes, I'm an attorney. I read all day long. I says, where do you place your books? He says, they're flat on your desk. That was a problem because he tended to read with a very poor neck posture like this. So I encourage people to get those documents up in the document holder to read like this so you can have a neutral neck angle. So I told him to do that and his neck pains have gone away. Let's jump down to number four. Be aware of your overall posture. Avoid slouching in your chair. A lot of people don't know this, but your chair is adjustable. Oftentimes we go into a meeting and we quickly see the chair is too high or too low and make those adjustments so it fits us the way we want. Rest of those tips are on your iPad. Certainly read through those at your leisure. This is a busy slide. It's got a lot of information on it. If you want to find this on the internet, you can Google this. What it does is it breaks up tips into two parts. On the left is how you set yourself up in your desk so you can see the postural things. So really what we're going after is how do I set up my office? How do I sit? How do I arrange my arms? How do I place my monitor? And then on the right side is everything, the tips to avoid a static work posture. So if you work 8 hours a day and you never leave your desk or your chair, that's going to take a toll on you. So I highly encourage you to look for anything to get you moving, standing, bending, twisting. And I'll close with this. You can see in 1970, about 50%, well, you can see it. We have a lot more people today, and this is an old chart, working in an office environment. And so it really behooves us to give this stuff some attention. And the fact that we have computers and TVs and internet and Netflix at home, oftentimes we end up sitting longer than we think. So with that said, office ergonomics, there's some good tips for you to follow. And I'll turn it back to you guys. Questions or comments?
Are there any questions or comments?
No?
All right, then. Well, thank you,
Mark. All right, thank you.
We're going to move on to approval of the agenda.
Do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on tonight's agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. There are no persons to be heard. I can see no consent agenda, CEO reports or correspondence, director's reports this evening, no unfinished business. And with that, we will go into executive session.
Madam Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10-25-175, C1, 2, and 3. Oh, hang on a second. The Board of Directors go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finance of the cooperative, and 2, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of going into executive session say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now in executive session. Okay, move back on. Okay, so first item under new business.
Can you get someone to open the back door, please?
Okay, our first item under new business is to talk about the Electrical Pension Trust special agreement. Do I have a motion?
I move that the Board of Directors approve the special agreement between Chugach Electric and the Electrical Trust in principle as the next step in establishing a new retirement plan for all non-represented employees to be effective for future hires based on a date specific, essentially the same as discussed in executive session.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I have just a point of information or a point of question.
Sure.
Under the discussion, that first date, September 24th, should that be 2018?
Yep.
Yes. Thanks for catching that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. So we'll make that change. And with that change, all those in favor of the motion?
We have to amend it. I thought we were having discussion.
Oh yeah,
of
course. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, did the new employees at MLMP, did they request the defined contribution, or was that just a cost savings measure that we came up with? Generally speaking, I'm opposed to defined contribution plans, and I need to be convinced why this is a better deal than what the old defined benefit was. That was, you know, the sole type.
So when we went through the data with Thomas and Towers Watson a couple times, I think we first previewed that in executive in the strategic planning last August, mm-hmm. and then again. What we found was the market we're trying to reach expects those two things. And so that gave us an effective kind of 1-2 punch with some good solid fixed benefit, fixed annuity type benefit through the joint electrical trust, plus some variable that comes out of the 401k. This 401k that we're proposing is a little different than what most folks are used to, since the employer is putting in a 6% contribution. That's real money. It's not just a match or something prospective. So we felt that those two things gave us a good combination for getting professionals that are coming out of from the other utilities, other electrical industries, potentially oil and gas, those kinds of places where we're competing for engineers, accountants, project managers, people with the kind of skills we're seeking. So we wanted to have something that was a combination of solid and flexible. So that's why we built it that way.
And can you explain what MLMP employees get now?
MLMP employees now, MLMP non-reps are participant in State of Alaska PERS. So they're either in tiers 1, 2, or 3, which are all a defined benefit plan. But all of their new hires since, 2006,
yep,
are in Tier 4, which is a defined contribution plan with only a 5% employer contribution and an 8% employee contribution. So this, we believe our package is superior to actually both of those plans. Superior from the point of view of, certainly beats Tier 4 in every respect, but it also has this other piece of compensation in the strong 401k that positions us in the market. So I don't think anybody's going to come out short. It should be. That's the other reason why we had the actuaries kind of look at, hey, will this get you a similar benefit to what NRECA would provide through the RS plan? We believe that it's very close to that. So we did it for market flexibility, and we did it also so that we can manage our exposure. So.
Well, I remember when we were having this discussion, I know that for very young people in their 20s and 30s that they're into defined contribution because they want all their money in their account.
Sure.
But I know from experience that attitudes start to change somewhere around 35 or 40, and they start seeing that the defined benefit is much to their advantage. So I don't like the defined contribution even as a supplement to the defined benefit. So.
We were trying to respond to the market. I think it gives us a strong package. I understand you don't like it. I think it's a nice combination. We're not doing 100% 401k here. We're still providing a very strong DB. And
I'm happy about the electrical trust.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's that other part that kind of spoils the mix for me.
Okay, other discussion? All right, we're going to call.
This is Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, am I correct here that we're only authorizing the administration to proceed with exploring the next step in establishing its retirement plan, and that the final decision will be in the September board meeting. Is that correct?
Not quite. First of all, I think that you'll probably be considering something in June, not July, or not September, because we have to get folks job offers and be able to tell them what their package is. So I think you're going to be considering the total package much before September. I would also say that this is a step beyond exploration. This is definitely on the road to putting together the preferred alternative so that we can move to a good quality retirement participation for our new employees at a lower cost than we have today. So, yeah, this isn't exploration. This is a strong move forward.
Okay, well, that's not what this thing says. It very specifically says in discussion of September 24th, 2019 board meeting, and it says approved board between, in principle, doesn't as a next step in establishing.
I apologize for that error in the motion. It should be referencing the September 24th, 2018 board meeting where we landed the preferred alternative with you all.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion? I'm going to call a question. All those in favor of the motion?
Do we need to amend it?
Do we need to?
A friendly amendment or something to correct the date?
It's not in the motion, it's in the discussion.
Oh, it's in discussion. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay.
Aye.
The motion does pass. Okay. We are going to move on to item 9B, which is the appointment of the APA voting delegate and the alternate. Okay. Do I take nominations for this? Or we just, how do we do this?
Am I on mute?
Actually, and the chair.
Okay. Well, I would move that the board of directors appoint Harold Hollis as the APA voting delegate and Jim Henderson as the alternate.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
This is Jim Henderson. I'd like to reverse that just because I've worked with APA for years.
Well, there's a motion.
But we don't need a motion, right?
It's actually the chair can actually make it, but she has been bringing that to the board for them to discuss what they would prefer to do.
Oh,
that's why it's on there, but we don't need action by the board. We can basically, she can just make the appointments and we can send a letter to APA. So it's at the discretion of the board.
Okay, since there is a motion, I'm waiting for a second. Is there a second?
A second.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Can you consider conversation, please?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
I can't do that until there's a second because either the motion's going to die or...
There was a second.
We'll have discussion after this. Oh, there was a second. Sorry.
Yeah, there was a second, Susan. So go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, no, as I expressed before, I worked with APA before this organization decided they wouldn't be there. I respect Harold immensely, but I would ask to be the voting delegate and Harold be the alternate.
Okay. Is there additional discussion? And Susan, you made the motion.
Sure. I'll just say that, Jim and I travel quite a bit and we're not often there, and I think that we need to kind of make a splash with APA when we go back into the fold. And so I guess I would ask Harold to comment on whether he thinks he'd be able to make the meetings. And I know we have the opportunity not just to go back and get something out of the existing organization, but we have the opportunity to build, to be really participating in building this rail belt work group or whatever it is. And so I think it one of the considerations that we ought to have is just whether the person that's being nominated is going to be there to participate fully.
Harold, do you have a response to that?
Yes, actually I would like to speak, and all due respect, Jim, I certainly appreciate and respect your time in the past you've served and your strong interest in it. I also have a strong interest in it. I would like to be that voting delegate, and with any support of you, Jim, if you are so willing. And with regard to the travel, I probably do travel less, and so I have looked at the commitment, and I feel fully capable of meeting the commitment to be a good representative for our board.
Let me point out, I was the one who carried the argument, significant argument about the lack of representation of the rail board, and carried that very vehemently because I was exposed to that in the organizations I've been where they've had subgroups and they each were had their own representation for consideration for direction to the of the major forum. I realize that the travel issue has caused me a great deal of angst. The point that I find sometimes I'm not able to do any of the projects I try to do sufficiently, but I've been there, and if that's the will of this board, I will respect it.
Jim, I put this out to the board, and I know because I like to do things democratically, and I know that you have an interest in it, and I completely appreciate everyone's interest. From my perspective, I'd really like to get Director Hollis a little bit more involved. You have a lot of commitments. You sit on the governance committee, you sit on audit and finance. You are the ARECA board trustee rep on ARCTEC. You're the alternate on ARCTEC. You're the CFC voting delegate on, you're the alternate voting delegate, and you are the alternate liaison for REAP. So you've got a whole busy plate. And
Director, isn't that interesting, an alternate on all of those? But one.
But Director Hollis, is,
that's okay.
I'd like to get him involved. And so with that, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to call the question. All those in favor?
You don't call a question. A member that is the person who's running the board call doesn't call a question, they ask for a vote. If somebody else that is not a member, not the chair,
okay,
wishes the question to be called, that is the stipulation.
I'd like to vote on the motion that is on the floor, currently on the floor.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion that's on the floor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the motion is approved. And Director Hollis will be the voting delegate, and Jim, you'll be the alternate. Okay. With that,
I just had one comment. I just want to encourage the two of them to work closely together because we, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have a little extra oomph, uh-huh, like extra, show a little extra enthusiasm.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, okay. I have no problem with that, Susan. I'll see if I really can carry the load. And I understand your concern, and I have that concern very diligently and presently, but I will make every effort to be as supportive as I can.
And thank you, Jim. I certainly welcome that.
Okay. Director comments? Let's start. I know, Director Reeves, you have a commitment, so we'll start with you.
No comments. Good. I really appreciated the efficiency tonight. I think it's a good start for us. Thanks a lot for doing a good job of chairing, both of you, actually.
Okay, thank you.
I'm out of here.
Director Henderson? Thanks, Susan. Director Henderson?
I really appreciate the folks here. I've said that literally every meeting. There's a huge amount of diligence on behalf of the staff and administration of Chugach and all the efforts we've taken on in the past year or two. I would hope that every effort be made to tell the world that there have been no pikers here at all. There are the people that we retained, experts, have been some of the best in their class. Certainly Lee and Sherry and Arthur and Matt, and I mean, I can't name, or I'm not going to swell the names. I've never seen one of them not make every effort to do the best job we can for all the folks that you get, not only the employees, the members, the customers, our community. And I think we really need to reinforce that before the public and the commission. We are making a major effort here to consolidate two organizations, and that is often said that those consolidations are very, very difficult to consummate. I can't imagine anybody making a greater effort than what I've seen. So, hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Director Crawford?
Thank you. I realize that Director Henderson was very interested in this because of his past history with APA, but I welcome Director Hollis to get more deeply involved and appreciate your willingness to do so.
Director Hollis?
You know, I would like to say that I certainly appreciate the willingness of everyone to work together. And one of the things that, while issues come up that change direction at times, I find that this group, and I speak of not only the board, but of Lee and the management staff here, their willingness to step back, take a look at the facts, take a look at the risks, and change position if need to be. And, you know, we've seen that here recently. It can be very frustrating for people who put a lot of effort into whatever direction they were going to. It can be frustrating to the board, but I think it's a healthy thing that the right decisions are being made when the circumstances change. So, that doesn't always happen. Sometimes people will take a position and won't be flexible, but I see that here and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Director Morse?
I am so pleased that we are back in APA. I think that it's a critical time for us as a co-op, but I also think it's a critical time for the Rail Belt Utilities, and I think a lot of important discussions can happen at APA. They're going to put together a Rail Belt user group, and a lot of the discussions that are coming there are coming in other places. They're coming in REAP. They're coming in other committees that people are on, so I'm going to encourage you to reach out to your other directors and get this cross-communication going, and I am excited to have you engaged in this. So thanks for taking it on, Director Hollis.
Thank you.
Director Parks?
I do appreciate this whole board and also Lee and his senior management. I do see that, I like how Director Morse mentioned it. I do see that REAP, ARCTEC, and APA are all very intertwined. And I think we really have to be putting double the effort in making sure those three, I mean, there's several members on all of them, you know, all of those are communicating well. And we start using that as a position to really let the community know how, you know, what value we bring to our community and the value that we are, you know, with respect to, you know, acquiring the potential merger with MLMP, those kinds of aspects. It's a great platform for us to be involved in.
Great, thanks. Lee, do you have?
No, I really thank the understanding of the board going through the issues we've got. And I just will say when we were down in Juneau with the APA, fly-in, just everybody was very, very complimentary with open arms and really welcomed us back. So very positive comments from a number of managers and board members down there. So I think we're welcome with open hands and arms. Thank you.
Well, I just want to say thank you for everyone's willingness to can jump in. There's enough work to go around that I think it's important. Like Rachel said, and like Stuart said, we all have a role to play, and there, you know, every organization that we are represented in, they all need to work together. So I think working as a team will be really, really important. And I will say that my first role when I first got on the board was the APA representative to the board. And it was really, really just, it's a good starting role to get a really good feel for the entire, you know, statewide, what goes on in the utility sector from a statewide perspective. And I think it's an important role, but it's a good first role to really kind of sink your teeth into. So thank you for stepping up, and I hope you work really well hand in hand with Jim, Director Henderson, representing some on these other organizations as well, because I do think it's going to be a joint effort with all the issues that we have in front of us. And I'm very appreciative again of the timing on the agenda, and for Stuart for running a really efficient meeting. And with that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we are now adjourned. Wow.